Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is November 24th, 2005, Thanksgiving Day. The idea of a day set aside for giving thanks to God for the harvest is a very common one. The religions of Greece and Rome had such feasts, as did ancient Judaism. Our Thanksgiving Day is just the most recent incarnation of this most human impulse, to be grateful for what we have been given. Here in the United States, the event has historical as well as theological significance. The first Thanksgiving is widely believed to have been held in the fall of 1621, to thank God for the bountiful harvest after a particularly hard winter. Edward Winslow, a colonist in Massachusetts, wrote of that day, "Our harvest being gotten in, our governor sent 4 men on fowling, so that we might, after a special manner, rejoice together after we had gathered the fruits of our labor." This they did, holding a 3-day feast, which also included many neighboring Native Americans and their leader, Massasoit. Winslow ends his account of the feast by saying, "And although it be not always so plentiful as it was at this time with us, yet by the goodness of God we are so far from want that we often wish you partakers of our plenty." Winslow's statement is no less true today. Our country has had its fat years and its lean years. But even now, with gas prices high and our national debt climbing, still we have more than enough for ourselves. We should, like those early Americans, wish that others would come and share our plenty. If we did that, we would become even more blessed than we already are. For as it says in the letter of James appointed for today, "Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above." Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress. As you sit down to your Thanksgiving meal today, give thanks to God for all you have received, but do not forget to share out of your plenty with those who are still in need, for this is how to be a good steward of your gifts. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Father, we give you thanks for the fruits of the earth in their season and for the labors of those who harvest them. Make us, we pray, faithful stewards of your great bounty, for the provision of our necessities and the relief of all who are in need, to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed James Huntington. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.